Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. New Beginnings is not just for the young, and we are talking to you, you and you. It's not just for the young. It is for everyone. Amen. It's for the body of Christ. New Beginnings. That is the beauty of serving our Lord and Savior. Amen. He gives second chances, always second chances. He gives us a new life. That is the beauty of it. We'd like to welcome you for tuning in. We are New Beginnings Ministry. We're here every Wednesday at 7 p.m., and we do thank you for being a part of this hour. Of course, you know this week we are with Minister Edna Haman in Long Island, New York, and she will be the next voice that you hear after I finish. For those of you who are calling by or listening by internet, if you'd like to call in, you can be on Blog Talk Radio. You can call in and participate. The number is 347-237-4054. At the end, you can also go into the archive and you can listen to this message again. Amen. How would you do that? I'm glad that you asked. You would go into Blog Talk Radio, then type in We Can Begin Again. We Can Begin Again. And we have other tools that you can use. You can go into the Zoom if you like a face-to-face, amen, interaction. Go into our Zoom, and the number on Zoom is 505-563-6808. That's 505-563-6808. And the passcode for that would be Psalm 23, capital P, S-A-L-M 23. And if you'd like to call in, there is a number that you can call if you just want to call in and listen, and it does not have to be a face-to-face interaction. The call-in number is 309-205-3324. That's 309-205-3325. And when you're prompted, you would dial 505-563-6808. That's 505-563-6808. It's the same number that you would call the Zoom on, and you can be you can listen, and you do not have to be a face-to-face visitor. Amen. We'd like to thank you once again. It is good when brothers dwell together in unity and in spirit. We are just a family that come together just to spread the good news, to tell someone about Jesus through the gospel. That is the beauty of what we do. It is not a big eye. There are no big eyes. Amen. We are all one in the body of Christ. So we do thank you. We do thank you. We do thank you. Amen. For being a part of this hour. That means so much when we see your name come up or when we hear you come on and you make comments in reference to a word that is coming forth this evening. Amen. We all have a different gift, and it is good when we come forth and share what we have on our heart. Someone is being blessed. Amen. That is the beauty of what we do. Amen. So right now, we're not going to talk too much. We're not going to prolong this. We're going to move on over into Long Island, New York. And the next voice that you hear would be none other than my childhood friend, longtime friend, none other than Minister Edna Haman from Long Island, New York. Amen. To be exact, North Babylon, Long Island, New York. Yes, yes, yes. Amen. I remember those streets.
Yes, sir.
Minister Haman.
God bless you, Dr. Suzanne and Dr. John. God bless y'all, everyone on a new beginning blog radio. I'm a little froggy today, but I thank God for another day. Exactly. I thank God that everyone is online today. This is the day that the Lord has made.
Yes.
And we shall rejoice and be glad in it. So without further ado, I'm going to go into prayer, and then we're going to begin this Bible study. To God be the glory.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Father God, in Jesus' name, as we come to your throne of grace, we're so grateful for another day, dear God. We thank you how you've blessed us up until this appointed time. We give you praise and glory, dear God, because it's in you we live and move and have our being. We're so grateful, dear God, that we can always lift our heads and look to the hills from which cometh our help. Our help comes from you. You alone made heaven and earth. You alone made us. And, dear God, we're so grateful. Thank you for Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for the pastors, the elders, the doctors, Dr. John Clay and Dr. Suzanne Clay. Thank you, dear God, for their life, health, and strength. Thank you for what you're doing for them in this Blog Talk Radio and as well as their lives. Lord, we give you praise for everyone coming on this line today. Bless them, dear God. Keep them. Let them not leave the same. Lord, I pray that that you've given me, that they won't, they won't leave the same, dear God, but they'll be blessed.
Thank
as you have blessed me, dear God. Lord, if there's anyone that's challenged in their bodies today, dear God, heal them. You said healing is the children's bread. So, dear God, I thank you for the anointing. I thank you that Jesus, hallelujah, the blood has never lost its power. So, dear God, even now, saturate them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. Dear God, bless them. Go into every intricate part of those bodies, dear God, and heal, dear Father. We thank you today in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 To God, I'm excited. To God be the glory. Let me tell you something. I was going to go another way, but God said go this way. Early this morning, God said go this way. So within your hearing, I just want to share this first before I go into the lesson. I'm just going to say we live in a world where the attitude of life of man's grace from one to another, it seems like it's far and in between. And I'm sorry to say that even in the body of Christ, we don't even exemplify grace.
Amen.
But I thank God today that it is grace that has brought us to him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not of our own doing, but because of Christ. And we're going to go into right now, the scripture reading is Titus 2:11-14. And I'm coming from the King James Version. And it says this: for the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age, while we wait for the blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for himself a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good. To God be the glory. And my subject tonight is grace.
Amen.
Grace. Grace. Thank God for grace. Well, it was grace that brought us to him. I'm going to say this, that during this time, this is a crucial time in our lives today. So much is going on. Hallelujah. Even the state of people's minds and their health, the affairs of the heart, there is no grace. You know what? It's almost like it says in the Bible when Jesus was on the he spoke of Beatitudes when he was on the mountain, and he talked about an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. We can't live like that. That's not how God wants us to live. But let's talk about grace. Grace is the center around forgiveness. Do not treat evil with evil, but rather with love. Grace is unmerited favor towards man. That's why he sent his son, the risen Savior, our Lord Christ. Grace earned. It is something that is undeserved favor that is freely given. Again, God sent Jesus to save us, to bring us back into relationship with him. We account for God's grace and the bridge he built in our relationship with him. Bible verses about grace abound. From the foundation of Old Testament, we know that grace is a part of God's character. Grace is a part of God's character. And though it may not be easy for us, but grace should be a part of our lives. It should be a part of our makeup. And it can be if we choose, listen to me carefully, if we choose to abide in him and he abides in us. As the branches, we are his branches. We are his branches and cannot bear fruit without the vine. John 15:1-2 states, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he takes away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it. Mm-hmm. And it brings forth more fruit. Now, I like that. He purges it. That means he's cutting away things that should not be. He purges those things that should not be, and he brings in those things that should be. He prunes us, is what God does. And when he says, we will bear more fruit, I'm not even just talking about bearing fruit of witnessing and going out there and bringing people in and speaking to them, speaking into their lives about Jesus Christ. I'm talking about the maturity of the fruit of the Spirit that we have. Galatians 5:22-23 says, you know what it says, developing in you. This is the character. This is the character of God towards you, his grace. And aren't you grateful and glad that it is the grace of God? It's not deserving of us, but it's because of his loving grace. It's because of his goodness and his mercy. Because of his goodness, his love, and his character. Great is his faithfulness. Lamentations 3:23, it says this, they are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. Grace is such a vital part of our living experience, our living being. In the Old Testament, grace appears only eight times in the Old Testament, according to the NIV. But it's spoken much more frequently present in the New Testament. Don't you know you are part of the New Testament children? We are a part of that New Testament children. As the concept of grace as unmerited favor from God is a central idea of life for Christianity. It is a central center. Life of Christianity. God knew that we would need it in these ages that we live in. He knew that we would mess up, but that still is his goodness and mercy and his love in grace. Ephesians 2:4-10 says he rescued us. Ephesians 2:4-10. Let me get that real quick. Y'all turn to that. This is Bible study. Y'all bear with me, but this is Bible study. And I got to calm myself down because this grace right here, to know that it is because of God's grace that we're not consumed.
You want me to read it?
Yes, please. Ephesians 2:4-10. Thank you.
I just did it. Now I'm getting nervous.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I'm reading from the Passion Bible.
Okay.
4. But God still loved us with such great love. Mm. He is so compassion.
Yeah.
And mercy. Even when we were dead and doomed in our many sins, he united us into the very life of Christ and saved us by his wonderful grace. He raised us up with Christ, the exalted one, and we ascended with him into the glorious perfection and authority of the heavenly realm. For we are now co-seated as one with Christ. Throughout the coming ages, we will be the visible display of the infinite riches of his grace and kindness, which was showered upon us in Jesus Christ. For by grace you have been saved by faith. Nothing you did could ever earn this salvation, for it was the love gift from God that brought us to Christ. So no one will ever be able to boast, for salvation is never a reward for good works or human striving. We have become his property, his poetry, a recreated people that will fulfill the destiny he has given each of us. For we are joined to Jesus, the anointed one, even before we were born. God planned in advance our destiny and the good work we would do to fulfill it.
We not only reign with him, but it was his grace that drew us to him so we could be a part of him.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at grace. What does it mean by grace, by the grace of God? You know, we say that all the time. By the grace of God, my mother used to say it all the time. By the grace of God, go I. Well, what does it mean by the grace of God? Grace in theology, the spontaneous, unmerited gift of the divine favor in the salvation of sinners, and the divine influence operating in individuals for the regeneration and sanctification, my God. Regeneration and the sanctification. God wants to sanctify us. He wants to rejuvenate us and regenerate us. He wants to bring us into such a place of holiness, actually. Look, the spontaneous, unmerited gift, the divine favor, that right there tells us this. I'm going back again, God's character. He loved us so much. You know, when we mess up and whatnot, he doesn't negotiate or think about it. He's spontaneously bringing us back. He spontaneously gives us the graciousness of grace, you know.
Amen.
The graciousness of grace, not to snuff us out.
Amen. Yeah.
And he could have.
Amen.
He could have, but he didn't, because he saw us way down. Even before Jesus came, he saw us where we were. And he says, nah, I love them too much. They have the image of me. Let me send him down. Let me send him down. So the grace of God, the grace of me, can draw them back. Spontaneous. Just like grace, our grace, the grace of God, let me calm down. The grace of God the grace of God gives us forgiveness, y'all. This is how he is. He knows that we are but yet dust. He knows that we are flesh. He knows that we're going to mess up. He knows that dust, look what dust does. Dust sometimes blows away in the wind. That means listening to everything, this, that, and other, and blows away. Or dust can be stagnant. But God, to God be the glory, he's given us his breath. He breathed on us. He knew that we were just dust of the earth. Psalms 103 says this, 13 and 14 says, I told you before, he pities us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him, for he knew our frame. He remembers that we are dust, giving grace and mercy to them with his great love. Ephesians 2, 4 through 10, and already read it. But God, who is rich, I'm going to read it. God, who is rich in mercy for his great love, where he loved us, and he encourages us, and he loved us so much that he gave us his grace without going too deep into anything. But and as time is going, I want to give you five different categories for expression of grace.
Okay.
There is saving grace, sanctifying grace, strengthening grace, sharing grace, and serving grace.
Could you repeat that, please?
Yes. Saving grace. Excuse me. Saving grace, sanctifying grace, strengthening grace, sharing grace, and serving grace.
Yes.
Saving grace is the grace God gives to sinners to influence their hearts and turn them to Christ. Saving grace. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9 says this. For by grace, and you know it is familiar, ye are saved through faith.
Yes.
And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Dr. Suzanne just read that. Sanctifying grace is God's power and ability to purify us and enable us to live holy lives in a corrupt and contaminated world. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. No one will ever say that they didn't know about Jesus Christ. No one will ever say when they stand before the judgment seat of God that I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hear it. Because look, when Jesus came, when Jesus talked to the disciples, the greater things that you're going to do than I did.
Mm-hmm.
He walked around. But look where the gospel is being preached all over the world. Because of technology, no one, even in rural places, no one will ever say that I didn't know.
No.
It's a choice.
Mm-hmm.
But none of us can boast. Sanctifying grace. Sanctifying grace is God's power and ability to purify us and enable us to live holy lives in a corrupt and contaminated world. I think I read that. For the grace of God, I'll read it again, that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present age.
Mm-hmm.
Titus 2, 11 through 14. Strengthening grace. God in heaven knows we need the strength. Strengthening grace is the grace of God. It's the grace of God who gives us to stand strong in faith and live the Christian life from a position of strength and not weakness spiritually. Now, I'm saying that because our bodies can be weakened.
Mm-hmm.
But spiritually, though we perish, our bodies are perishing every day. We are renewed every day in our spirit.
Yeah.
If we continue to read the word, get the nourishment that we need, be around the saints, be around, it says, come, let us reason together. It says, assemble yourselves. If we will continue to do that, We will be strengthened in our spiritual man, in our spirit man. We are empowered to do the will and work of God for our lives, strong and courageous. Joshua 1:5-9.
Hallelujah.
When you have a chance, read that. We need God's grace to live this life that we're living. When you have a chance, also read Romans 5:1-2. Sharing grace, the sharing grace, is God's power and ability, our need, and take joy in giving generously to others.
Mm-hmm.
And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you always, having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. 2 Corinthians 9:8, New King James Version. This sharing grace enables us and equips us to live a lifestyle of generosity. We excel and abound in a joy-filled life of giving. Listen, not just giving, but giving and receiving, sowing and reaping,
mm-hmm,
with a cheerful and grateful heart.
Thank you,
my
Jesus.
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Serving grace. Grace has so much. When I was researching and I was looking, grace has so much. Serving grace is the grace of God gives us to serve him.
Mm-hmm.
He gives us grace, gifts, talents, passion, and calling.
Mm-hmm.
And callings that are unique to each one of us. Callings that are unique to each one of us. How many know that our fingerprints, even though we're one body and we have many members, just like our fingers have fingerprints, and no fingerprint is the same.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? It works together.
Amen.
It works together. God has grace in a special way.
Mm-hmm.
We can serve him and in a powerful way, be fruitful in a fruitful manner. Whether you're serving grace is that in the area of leadership, hospitality, teaching, mercy, giving, or some other area, God enables and equips you for the serving by grace. Serving grace is God's power and ability to serve him.
Amen.
To serve him.
Amen.
Amen. Serving grace is God's power and ability to serve him and others with divinely imparted gifts, attributes. I'm going to read this. As each one has received a gift, minister it to one another.
Mm-hmm.
As good stewards of the manifold grace of God. 1 Peter 4:10, New King James Version.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to end right now, but I want to, before I do, and there's so much more, but before I do, I want to tell you all there's so many things, there's so many grace, don't even know how to put it. Look, so many types of grace.
Mm-hmm.
Adopting grace, common grace, sanctifying grace. Look, acceptance, indulgent grace, uplifting grace. You know how you, Dr. Suzanne and Dr. Jan, John can encourage me. That's an uplifting grace. Wisdom, standing, counsel, fortitude, knowledge, pity, empowering, amazing grace, outrageous grace, and here, and with this, common grace.
Mm.
is what every living thing partakes in every day. God created the air so we can breathe.
Yes.
God made light and water, the basis for all living things.
Yes.
And on earth, we have grace, the grace of God he's given us.
Yes.
There's so much, it was so much that God has given to us, not just life, not just coming to him,
yes,
but the things that he's given us in each and every part of our lives, grace. And I like that last one, common grace.
Mm-hmm.
He reigns on the just as well as the unjust,
mm,
the saved as well as the unsaved, the fish in the water, in the sea, the birds of the air. He is God. No other God can create elements, can create us, and then breathe in us.
Hallelujah.
The eternal life of him in us. I am ending right now. Dr. John, I'm ending right. There is so much to this. Woo. There is so much to grace. Grace is the unmerited favor of God. And I thank God that he looked on us and he said, they need you. They need me. They need me again. When Adam fell, he said, they need me. They need to come back. So I'm going to send you my son. And he said, sure, Dad, I'll go. Because they need to know that you are the life and the light of eternal grace.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, thank you. I'm going to turn it over to you. You know what? If I may, those of you that are out there that haven't came into the ark of safety, the grace of God is knocking at your heart right now.
Mm.
He said, come unto me, all ye that are labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Rest for your soul. Rest from the hustle and bustle of life. Rest. It may not be easy, but through Christ Jesus, through the Holy Ghost, you can find that peace and that rest that you need. All you have to do is confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God sent his son and raised him from the dead. And if you accept him, he'll come into your heart and be your Lord and Savior.
Thank you, Jesus.
He loves you today. He loves us all. That's why grace is unmerited favor just for you, whoever you are, just for you. Out of all the billions of people in the world, he's knocking at your heart right now.
Mm.
And he says, come, come, I love you. I wanna sup with you. I want you to sup with me. I want us to be one. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Amen.
We thank you.
Amen. Sister Herman, I she's such a good teacher, such a powerful teacher. I took my notes, I was writing fast. Thank you for sharing. I like it when I really enjoy when you break down the word and give us the meaning and the scriptures that we can go back and look at, you know, give us a compact definition and then the scriptures to go back and like they say, chew on again. This was very, very powerful and a reminder of it's God's grace that saved us.
Yes.
It's God's grace that blesses us to wake up every morning.
Yes.
Grace is good. Praise God.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you wouldn't think that we need reminders, but we do, about how powerful. I was thinking about the eclipse. That was the only word I can think of is powerful and awesome experience. John and I sat in the driveway and watched. Moon was going in front of the sun, blocking the sun.
Mm-hmm.
A friend had texted and said, doesn't that, you know, look like know. And I was, you know what, it does. It does. As the moon was letting the sun out, you know, come back. The stone was slowly being rolled away. And for this to be the, well, now we're going, approaching the second Sunday after Easter. What an awesome reminder. These days of that we're in right now, that we're entering, that we're in Pentecost, right? The 50 days before the Holy Spirit returns. Yeah. And it was just awesome to see that. And you talk about grace. Talk about sitting there in the driveway and you hear all creation being still and quiet.
Yeah.
All creation, the birds stopped singing. You didn't hear a dog bark, not anything. Wow. It was absolutely silent.
Yeah.
You know, all creation stands and wonders, you know, and acknowledges that God the Father is awesome. Yes, absolutely. So I think about that as an illustration of his grace and his mercy and his love for us, even to allow us to witness that.
Yes.
With the miracles. How does that happen? How does that happen unless you have a great creator? You know, it's not by happenstance. It's just, you know, it's not just math and science.
Mm-hmm.
So finely orchestrated.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Do you have the comments? Anyone else would like to comment? Mic's open. Any other comments at this time? You're welcome. Come forward. Me and myself, Minister Homan, I thought it was great teaching as well. As Dr. Suzanne was saying, she was talking about the fruits, you know, which we received. We had 100% totality here. I'm sorry, totality, total eclipse.
Yeah.
And for 3 minutes, it just turned dark. It was. How can I express this? You know, I didn't know how to take it. I didn't think much of it until it happened. But we were sitting there, and as we were sitting there for the eclipse, we were just looking, and it started getting darker and darker and darker. Before you know it, as it was getting darker, it started getting cooler. And as it started getting cooler, after it became dark, the street lights are on fences. The street lights came on, and it was just dark for 3 minutes, And Dr. Suzanne, as you said, she read where someone moved the stone. To me, I thought about Calvary. I thought about Calvary when Jesus had said, you know, he's committing, you know, his spirit, and everything just turned dark, and there was wind. That's what I felt. It just got dark, and it just, and you could feel the wind, you know, blowing at that particular time. And it became cold. And I thought about what a mighty God we serve.
Yes.
We take things so for granted for the sun that we had. And the thing about it, as it was shifting, you could see a spot of light as it was moving, a spot of light. And with that spot of light, it started heating up, and it started getting lighter. And lighter and lighter, and we just experienced the whole total eclipse, which I just never experienced that before. People came from all over the world to Ohio just to experience that. They had a story about an 84-year-old man, and I'm sorry, 93-year-old man, and what he does with he's a eclipse chaser, and he wanted all of his family to be here to experience the eclipse. They had never experienced it. And he wanted them to be together here in Ohio to experience it because he didn't know if he would be around any of, you know, the next time that there was an eclipse. So all of them met in Ohio, and it was a wonderful experience. People on the beaches, they were everywhere. just to experience it. So that's what I think. I think, you know, when Jesus Christ gave up the ghost and everything went dark.
Yes.
And that's what I think. So when we start talking about grace, unmerited favor, you know, it's a part of God's character, you said, and you also stated it should be a part of our character.
Yes.
We should show grace. We should show grace. And there were so many ways that you expressed what grace was. When you start talking about saving grace,
yes.
Sanctifying grace,
yes.
Strengthening grace, sharing grace, and serving grace. You know, and I like the way you broke it down to explain to us, you know, those different types of grace. And oftentimes we think about grace, but we don't think how in-depth it is, the grace that he shares for us. And I just thought you did a wonderful job with teaching us about grace. And I like to use it all the time, grace and mercy. That's one of my favorite words,
yes,
grace and mercy.
Mercy.
You know, they go hand in hand. They go hand in hand. Grace and mercy. So, you know, I definitely, when you said grace, I mean, it just struck a chord with me. So I do thank you for coming forth and sharing your teachings on grace. We do have our numbers on, and then sometimes people don't, you know, they're just digesting the word. So we do thank, you know, you who are on. If you have something to share at this time, please, ma'am, please, sir, if you would like to make a comment. Your comments are open, and the mics are open for you to do such.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
How you doing? I'm calling from Cleveland. How you doing, Dr. John Clay? I just love the Bible study today. Right now, I'm just glad to be, I'll use the term, believer.
Yes, sir.
Since Friday and Thursday, so the day of the eclipse, I think as a believer, a lot of things have happened are more powerful. Anybody can, you know, express the sense of awe of the eclipse, but when you're a believer, it means a little bit more. I think you kind of described it, the things you said, Dr. Clay, and also Dr. Hanan, with grace also, from Thursday when Coach Staley praised God on TV, to her victory Sunday, that also equates with, I think, the pastor said, we said, greater things than I do.
Yes.
You heard the declaration she made Thursday. That was heard all around the world.
Yes.
And her victory was heralded all around the world. And then here we go to Monday with the eclipse, a
yes.
powerful thing that, as a believer, you got to magnify what everybody saw. I believe magnified times three.
Yes.
And thank you all for, you know, for this study. Dr. Austin Long Island.
Thank you so much for those comments. So thank you so much for blessing us with those comments. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Is there another? Or Bob Talk or anyone on Zoom, you're welcome. Hallelujah. I know we have Chicago. I see Chicago on Atlanta. Anyone like to make a comment? Hallelujah. I'm pretty sure Jersey is here as well. Amen. 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 Well, again, we do thank you for tuning in and being a part of this hour. I know that I received I received food for my spirit this evening, and I just pray that you received the same. It was a wonderful teaching on grace. Oftentimes we take for granted grace, but it's broken down so often how many ways that we receive grace, and it just opened up my mind to the number of ways that God shows his character. He shows his character, imparts his character on you and I. and how we are supposed to impart our character on others. And that is a blessing.
That's a blessing.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. God is a wonderful and a magnificent God, and he is truly worthy to be praised. And if anyone does not give him the honor and the glory, just keep living. Because challenges are going to come your way. And when challenges come your way, I just pray that you're open to receive his grace and his mercy. You're open to receive it. You know, God says he just knocks on the heart. He knocks. And if anyone opens up their heart, he'll come in and sup with them and he and be with them. So God is always knocking on our heart to open up, because he desires to be a part of our lives just to show you and to show me how good he is.
He is.
And once you have tasted the goodness of God, tell you something, my brother, my sister, you will never, ever want to try anything else. Once you taste it, the word says, taste and know that I am good. Just look around. Just look around. Look around. Look around. Open your refrigerator.
That's it.
Just look around at what God has done for you and I. Taste and know that I am good. And once you've had a taste of who Jesus Christ is, your life will never be the same.
Amen.
Glory to God. Glory
That's
to God.
That's good right there.
Glory to God.
Can I ask the question before y'all go? Can I ask the pastor the question?
Please, go ahead, sir.
I want to some be a facetious, some fun. When the good coach Don Staley said, when asked about how she felt, she said, "If you don't believe in God, I don't know what's wrong with you." Did she overstate it?
Not at all.
No,
not at all. Not at all.
I love it.
Not at all. Not at all.
Okay. Thank you for education.
Not at all.
I liked about that. She's not ashamed. She was not ashamed. Talk about her God.
Yes. And that was enough to shout about and bring tears to my eyes.
Yes.
I'm done.
Hallelujah. And you know what? That comes to my mind. If you have not given your life to Christ, that would be my question. What's wrong with you?
Yes.
What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? And that's all we're trying to do, is just share the goodness of Jesus Christ. That's all we're trying to do. And, you know, sometimes it comes late. It comes late to others. It just comes late. But just as long as it comes. Just
Amen.
As long as it comes.
Amen.
I know I'm blessed when I share the word of God and someone receives it, or someone just comes and wants to talk to me because they feel that I am the safe place to want to talk to. They can see the spirit of Christ within me, and they feel that it's a welcoming spirit to them, and they feel that they can share their concerns. So I just thank God for using me as a vessel. I thank God for using you as a vessel. I thank God for using all of us as vessels to be a blessing to others. Amen. Minister Armand, I'm going to turn it over to you for closing. And again, we thank you so much for blessing us with the word of God this evening. I pray that God will continue to bless you. But before you do that, I'm going to ask Dr. Suzanne if she would pray over you before you close. Amen.
Thank you.
Father God, we praise your name, dear Lord, and we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for this hour, Father God, of powerful teaching, thank Father you. God, of justice that has been shared through your daughter, our sister, Edna Herman. We thank you, dear Lord. We thank you, Lord, for her obedience to bring the word, Father God, for her obedience to the Holy Spirit and the direction that she should go, Father God, and to willingly and openly minister to us and the listening audience this evening, Father God. We thank you. We thank you, Father God, that she would be filled up, Father God, with the Holy Spirit, that she would be rejoicing. rejuvenated and renewed in her spirit as she has poured out so much to us this evening. We thank you, Father God, that in her home, Father God, that every room of her room, of her home, Father God, is filled with your spirit, yes. Dear Lord. And as she walks through the house, Father God, that she praises and worships you, Father God, and when she lays down to sleep this evening, Father God, that she rests completely in you, Father God, and that she is thankful, Father God, that she looks at you, Father God, for her sustenance, Father God, that she looks at you, Father God, for renewal of her strength, Father God, and we thank you, Father God, that she is willing and able. We praise you and we thank you. We thank you, Lord, that all of her needs are met, Father God, that all of her cares are left at your feet, Father God. That, Father God, that she has a peaceful, restful night's sleep without any worries, Father God, completely resting in you, in Jesus' sweet and holy name. Amen.
Thank you so much. Amen. Father God, in Jesus' name, as we come to a close on this night, we're so grateful, dear God, that you were in the midst of us. You said, where two or three are gathered, you're in the midst. We thank you for grace today. We thank you that you loved us so much that you sent your son. We give you praise and glory. Bless every household that's represented on this line or online by conference call. Lord, bless them and keep them, Lord, as you've kept us.
Yes.
We give you praise and glory for all that you're doing, all that you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. God bless you. We love you, but God loves you.
God bless you.
I face the dawn.